Council, special city council meeting of September 1 to order. Would you please stand as you're able and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Pitzer.
Here.
Ms. Peters.
Here.
Mr. Treese.
Aye, present.
Ms. Fowler.
Here.
Ms. Wainer.
Here.
Mr. Scala.
Here, here.
Mr. Thomas.
Here.
Taking a look at the agenda, we have just one new business item. Are there any adjustments to today's agenda? Seeing none, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as distributed. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Scala. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none. We are in new business. Madam Clerk, could you read Bill 27221, please?
Council Bill 27221 is an ordinance amending and restating ordinance number 024718 to correct a technical error in the ballot language and reaffirming the call of a special election in the city of Columbia, Missouri to be held on Tuesday, November 2, 2021 on the question whether to extend the 1/8 of 1% local park sales tax, directing notification of the election authority, describing the form of the notice of election, declaring an emergency for enactment, and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective. First reading.
Do we have a staff report?
Well, first I want to apologize for having to have this special meeting. It's an error on our part in the ordinance and needs to be corrected so we can have an election for the park sales tax. So, Nancy.
Yep, I will do the same. I'm not going to regurgitate the memo because I think it's pretty self-explanatory. But I will provide some context to you as to the ballot language and the types of sales tax that we have in Columbia. Citywide, we have a 7.975% sales tax in Columbia. Out of that, 4.225 goes to the state, 1.75 goes to Boone County, and then within the city of Columbia, we have a 2% sales tax. Our 2% sales tax is broken down as a 1% general, and then we have a half-cent transportation sales tax, which is a permanent sales tax, and we have a quarter-cent capital improvement sales tax, which is renewable, and then the park sales tax is your last quarter cent to make up the special taxes. And on the park sales tax, it has a 1/8 cent, which is permanent, and 1/8 cent, which is temporary, and that temporary is what gets renewed each year. So we have within the city of Columbia
but like every 10 years, it's
correct.
Not renewed each year.
Yes, so each time we have asked for extensions. Initially with the park sales tax, the 1/8 started as 5 years, went to 6, and now this particular request is for a 10-year. So on the two renewables are your capital improvement and your park sales tax. And I'm giving you that context because what happened in this particular situation is that capital improvement sales tax language was pulled into the ballot language, although the ballot language also was very clear and everything presented by staff was very clear that it should have been the park sales tax. So rather than move forward with a confusing ballot language that references capital improvement sales tax, we felt it was really important, given a window of opportunity to correct that ballot language, that we come in and do that and ensure that what you're submitting to the voters is, in fact, the 1/8 cent park sales tax. Just one more quick update. We have been in contact with the county clerk, who is the election authority in Boone County, as well as the county councilor. Both of them are working with us and have already actually provided us with documents to file with the court. Brianna Lennon has provided us with an affidavit that says that there will be no additional cost due. It is a requirement under the statute that when you provide late notice to the election authority to correct something like a ballot language, that you commit to paying any additional costs. So you see that in our particular ordinance. But in her affidavit, she actually added language to indicate to the city there would be no additional cost due for printing. So that's our update. If you have any questions, I will be happy to answer them.
Any questions by council? Ms. Fowler.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two questions that are general information related to this ballot. Do I would assume it's because they haven't yet printed the ballots. That's why there's no additional cost. Is there a sort of a window of time when we do put something on the ballot that there's you have a certain amount of time before they start printing the ballots? Do you know when that is?
I think it can vary depending upon the size of the ballot. This is going to be a single issue ballot, so it's not a complicated ballot for the county clerk's office.
And do you has she already provided you with an estimate as to how much this election will cost?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? I'd like to make a motion that we waive the rule requiring consideration of the ordinance at two separate meetings and place Bill 27221 on its second reading. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Scala. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, would you read Bill 27221 again?
Yes. Council Bill 27221 is an ordinance amending and restating ordinance number 024718 to correct a technical error in the ballot language and reaffirming the call of a special election in the city of Columbia, Missouri to be held on Tuesday, November 2, 2021 on the question whether to extend 1/8 of 1% local park sales tax, directing notification of the election authority, describing the form of the notice of election, declaring an emergency for enactment, and fixing the time when this ordinance shall become effective. Second reading.
Any discussion? Any council discussion? Dr. Peters.
My only comment is to thank whoever it was that actually read this again and realized that we were going to put something on the ballot that was incorrect, or before the citizens that was incorrect. So I appreciate that they found it and that we can fix it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on Bill 27221?
Council Bill 27221, Mr. Pitzer?
Yes.
Ms. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Treese?
Yes.
Ms. Fowler?
Yes.
Ms. Wehner?
Yes.
Mr. Scala?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Madam Clerk? Are there any other general comments of council or staff? Mr. Thomas, can I see you upstairs when this meeting's over?
Sorry, see me
Can
what?
I see you upstairs when upstairs. This meeting's over?
Yeah. In your office?
Anywhere upstairs. I have something.
Well, if we just do it out here?
I don't have what I have to give you down here.
Oh, okay.
You're not in trouble.
To your office, then.
That'd be great. Or the clerk's office would work, too.
You're not in trouble.
I think we're all going upstairs.
Oh, we're all going upstairs?
I haven't been asked, but I got that sense.
John, I'd like to see you upstairs, too. You any other council comments?
I'll be
there. Turn the meeting?
Yep,
I move we turn.
Mr. Pitzer's made a privileged motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Treese. All those in favor keep saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
What are we all going upstairs for?
I think it's the packet.
What?
I think it's the packet.